This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. House of Representatives will shut down later today so that the buildings may be checked for anthrax. The House and nearby office buildings will remain closed until Tuesday. House Speaker Dennis Hastert made the announcement this morning.
They're going to be sweeping Senate buildings today, and we just will do a routine, methodical sweeping of buildings. There is no evidence that there is, but because of packages that went through the Senate machines, they did find spore on them. They did find a spore that was going through the ventilation system in the Senate. And to give people peace of mind, plus the safety of members and staff, that we continue to do our work in Congress. We think it's precautionary and prudent to make sure that everything is okay on the House side as well.
Hastert said 27 people in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office and two Capitol Police officers tested positive for exposure to a particularly potent form of anthrax. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the Capitol. Brian, what's the latest on Senator Daschle's staff members?
Well, we know that yesterday, Bob, there were several hundred staffers who were in line to be tested for anthrax, and they, after they received their test, they were also given the antibiotic Cipro. So we don't have firm numbers at this point, but we can assume that all of those are all of the staffers are taking Cipro at this point.
So the infestation is in the Senate, but the House is shutting down. What's the Senate going to do?
Well, that's unclear. The Senate Majority Leader Daschle is going to announce his plans in about an hour or so. I can imagine, however, I would be willing to speculate that the Senate will follow suit and shut down because, you know, all of these buildings are all interconnected, all of the different House and Senate office buildings in the Capitol. There are tunnels going through them. There are the ventilation systems are all interconnected, and so it would make no sense to close down half of the buildings and let people continue to work in the other half.
What's it like being there today?
Well, I think everybody's a little bit on edge, understandably. Yesterday, I talked to some of the people who were standing in line waiting to get tested, and there was a lot of joking, and nobody was really taking it very seriously. However, now that we see that more than 20 people have been exposed to anthrax, people, I think, are taking it quite a bit more seriously. There was also some briefings yesterday of senators who came out very concerned that the level, the quality, if you will, of these anthrax spores is very high, and so people are quite increasingly concerned and a little bit on edge.
Members of Congress have a little difficulty getting along with one another every now and then. Are they cooperating in the face of this health threat?
Yeah, I think this is the sort of thing that transcends party lines. There, you know, there has been a lot of squabbling since September 11th. At first, there was a great deal of unity, and then things sort of broke down as people, you know, argued over philosophical differences about how the nation's airline baggage screeners should they be federalized or should they remain private contractors, and that sort of thing continues. There's also disputes about appropriations bills, but none of that really is important is in terms of people's concerns about health, and that's just going to rise above all of the pettiness that we see around here so often.
NPR's Brian Naylor at the Capitol.